Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Exciting news. The Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66 in Joliet is getting set to open, and there's a big bash coming up, and Ron Romero is here. He's the chairman and creator of the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum. Ron, congratulations. It looks like you're getting close here, aren't you?
We're getting closer, a step at a time. We're moving forward with a lot of the renovation of the building right now. And, of course, we're planning, as you said, our big bash is our Hall of Fame induction ceremony coming up.
I want to talk about that, but first, let's back up a little bit. What's the museum all about? What will be there?
It is all about the great music from the state of Illinois, everything you can think of. And despite the name Illinois Rock and Roll Museum, it encompasses just about every type of music you can think of, from blues to jazz to rock to even punk and gospel. So it's everything Illinois music.
And you brought two exhibits that will be in the museum with you this morning. Notice I didn't say ancient artifacts.
Same thing.
Thank you.
Jim Peterick is here, and so is Carl Giammarisi. Of course, you know Jim from The Ides of March and Survivor, and Carl from the Buckinghams. And you know what? The best thing about this museum, I think, you travel around the country. Detroit's got Motown, and you go to Memphis, and there are a couple of places down there. Sun Records, for example. I was in Nashville. I toured RCA Studio B. And we've got this great heritage of music here, and we don't really exploit it, do we?
Right.
No. It's long overdue. This is great.
Speaking of which, Carl, didn't you guys record at the old Chess Studios?
Yeah. That's we Kind of a Drag was recorded there, and the whole Kind of a Drag album, you know, all the cuts. You know, we were doing a lot of cover tunes back then, but I'll Go Crazy, I Call Your Name, you know, which preceded Kind of a Drag. But they were all done at Chess. And, you know, we were kids, so I don't think we really realized the history of that recording studio at the time and all the great blues artists that recorded there. But, that was our beginning.
And nothing to take away from what Ron is doing in Joliet, but Chess is one of those places that should be spiffed up and turned into a tourist attraction, mm-hmm. Don't you think, Ron?
Absolutely. I've been there several times. It's you walk into that building, it's like, oh, this is where all that great music was recorded. It's like so much mojo, no pun intended, but so much mojo in that place.
A lot of mojo. Ides of March used to record it at Chess with Ron Malo, the great engineer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as well as Sound Studios with Stu Black, and great recording legacy.
Well, there's no question that we have a great legacy, great heritage of music around Illinois. And I'm happy to hear, Ron, you're also including radio as part of what you're going to be doing at the museum.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything, you know, when I came up with the idea, the thesis was basically to say how music affected the world from the state of Illinois. Not just the music, but how did we reach out? And I've talked to many people who used to say, oh, I used to listen to the big radio stations on the East Coast, you know, when the skip was good at the time, you know, at night or whatever. So we had a pretty big influence.
And you mentioned the big Hall of Fame induction, and Jim and the Ides of March, part of the festivities, because they'll be going in, Carl and the Buckinghams, and also Buddy Guy, Chicago, REO, Cheap Trick, Muddy Waters, Dick Biondi, Larry Lujan, Chess Records, so
Bob Surratt.
No, I'm a myth. I'm not a legend. I don't belong in the museum.
Yeah. Well, you're so much a part of our history.
One day he'll be an exhibit just like you guys.
how do people find out more about the museum, Ron? How do they find out about the big ceremony next month?
Well, real easy. You just go to our website. It's roadtorock.org, and that's roadtorock.org. There's information about supporting the museum, information about what we're doing there, how to buy tickets, donations, everything.
We're going to take a quick break here, and then the boys brought their guitars, so that'll be fun. And Jim Peterick and Carl Giammarisi are going to be singing songs and telling stories coming up at the City Winery in West Randolph, August 16th. Were you practicing in the car driving in this morning?
We were. Yeah. I'm singing, and you got a ticket. No, you didn't.
This will be our second time doing this. We were at the Genesee, back in May, and it's fun for us to do this. We're looking forward to it.
All right. We'll tune things up, and then we'll hear a little live music and more, and we'll talk a little bit more about that great place in Joliet that we're all going to be visiting very soon, the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. An historic place for sure. Oh, yeah, here we go. Jim Peterick, Ides of March. Pride and joy of Berwyn's Morton West High School. Number two song in the country in 1970. And then, of course, you have Carl Giammarisi, the Buckinghams, and the pride and joy of Lane Tech High School here. With us in the studio, also Ron Romero, who is running the brand-new Illinois Rock and Roll Museum that's going to be opening very soon out in Joliet near Route 66. Jim Peterick, Carl Giammarisi, Ron Romero, all with us here in the studio. And, guys, we were just talking about this the other day. The July week in 1967, when more than half a dozen Chicago bands were all on the charts at the same time. How did that happen, and why didn't it ever happen again? Who wants to take that question
well,
first?
Well, it's a confluence, Jim, of a lot of garage bands that suddenly got signed. Ides of March had our first hit, You Wouldn't Listen, in 66. And then everybody, we were among the first. And then there was the Buckinghams, New County Six, Crying Shames, Shadows of Night. You know, once it starts hitting, it's like Liverpool, only our version of it in,
right.
in Berwyn or the Chicagoland area. And it just catches like fire.
Yeah, and Carl, you guys with the Buckinghams, you sort of were, in the beginning anyway, taking advantage of the British look, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We confused a lot of people. You know, I said this when we did our little show together. When we did the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, invited to do that show, we walked out on the set, and they had the whole set decorated with British flags. And they thought we were British group because we had that look, you know.
Yeah. Ron, at the museum, you've got to have an exhibit just devoted to 1967.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, that was a big period of music influence from the 60s. For sure, from the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, you know what helped us a lot, too, back in 60? We got such great support from radio,
you know,
radio stations, WLS and CFL, and back in, you know, they would put your song on rotation, you know, and give you a lot of airplay, and it helped a lot.
It spread the word throughout the nation. You know, they had a thing called a local list. Now, we're very thankful for that.
Yeah.
And Ron Romero, that's why at your museum, and hopefully we'll be able to visit starting in the next couple months, you're going to devote part of what you see there to radio.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all sorts of, there's so many great radio stations, as the guys mentioned, you know, playing all those great hits back then. It just wouldn't be out to the public without the radio station. Very important part.
Well, as long as Jim Peterick and Carl Giammarisi have guitars, why don't we put them to work here for a couple of minutes? What are we going to hear, you guys?
Well, how about a medley of one of my favorite Bucks tunes and one of my favorite Ides of March tunes?
Yeah. All right, let her rip. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
I'm holding up my lighter. I want more.
Yeah.
No, my iPhone now.
That's what
we do.
Yeah.
Jim Peterick, Carl Giammarisi, some Ides of March and Buckingham's favorites. That's fantastic. A little sample of what you'll get at the City Winery at West Randolph, August 16th. Songs and stories with these guys. And Ron Romero, Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. The Chicago sound is going to be a big part of those exhibits, won't it?
Absolutely. Exactly what you just heard is what made Illinois music right here. And these guys at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning sounding like that, they had to be out all night to sound that good, I'm telling you.
I don't know if they still do that.
Well, not quite. You know.
They're rock stars.
Set the alarm.
Thanks to all of you for coming in this morning.
Thanks,
Ron, more time, the website.
RoadToRock.org.
And again, Jim Peterick, Carl Giammarisi, our thanks to you guys, and look forward to seeing you at the City Winery on West Randolph August 16th for Songs and Stories.
Bob, thanks for supporting Chicago Rock for all these years.
Yeah, you are an icon here.
Yes,
it's always a thrill to be in the studio with you.
You've been drinking.
Yeah.